Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Live and in person, not Memorex, it's me. It is Thursday, the 19th of May, and welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Gas prices surged to a new record high today, a day after the stock market plummets, and of course today the stock market was down again. So it's just a disaster out there, it's a bloodbath out there. U.S. economy in big trouble. U.S. markets down today again. This has been so many days in a row, I don't even know what to say or where to hide from all this. The Dow down 236 points, the S&P down, the NASDAQ down. Gold today was unchanged. Oil was unchanged. Crypto was up a little bit. But in general, the stock market is a bloodbath and a disaster, and gas prices reached yet another record high. According to AAA, the average national price of a gallon of gasoline climbed to $4.59. That's up from $4.57 Wednesday, $4.41 a week ago, and $3.04 last year at this time. The surging cost of fuel, a big part of the 40-year high of inflation. Well, the cost of almost everything else is surging, and J.P. Morgan analysts warn gas prices will average more than $6 a gallon this summer. You know, I put out a social media post. I always love to say tweet, but I'm not on Twitter. And I'm not on Facebook anymore either. I was suspended from Facebook today for pointing out that the U.S. Senate candidate for the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania is in the hospital with a stroke, being fitted for a pacemaker. Young guy, 52 years old. And the United States Senator from Maryland, Democrat, had a stroke as well on the same weekend, and both of them are obviously triple vaccinated and brag about being triple vaccinated, and this is more proof that the vaccine is a tragedy, and that got me suspended from Facebook. But I put out the following post at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter. I think it's official. Almost everyone in America hates Biden and the Democrats. I just paid $120 to fill up my car. I don't give a flying F about your climate change fraud. Take your green energy and shove it where the sun doesn't shine. You stupid communist traitors. You morons have destroyed the United States of America. Gas should be $2.50 a gallon, as it was under Trump. Ask American voters if they want plentiful gas at $2.50 a gallon, or gas lines and gas shortages and $6 gas to accommodate climate change. 90% will choose $2.50. No one gives a F about climate change bull spit. We're going to throw you all out on your asses in November like no one has ever seen in the history of the United States. And then my post from earlier today, breaking news, pointing out that two prominent Democrats, a U.S. Senator from Maryland and the Democrat Senate nominee from Pennsylvania, both had strokes this past weekend at a young age, and they're both obviously and most certainly triple vax. Just got me a 7-day suspension from Facebook. The most terrible healthcare fraud and cover-up in world history continues unabated. More proof of the evil and Soviet and Nazi-like censorship of social media. Hitler and Stalin would be proud. Just keep vaccinating with dangerous, deadly jab. Just keep seeing strokes, cardiac arrest, blood clots, massive increase in cancer and death, and demand silence and never investigate. Punish anyone who talks about it. That's science to Democrats. So those were my two posts from today at Getter. I'm at Wayne Root at Getter. At Wayne Root from Getter. I think the most important post I put out in quite a while was yesterday, on May 18th, I put out, I've been shouting, and this is tied to a post, a news story about the Dow dropping 1,100 points for the biggest one-day loss since 2020. And I said, I've been shouting from the highest mountaintop for many months that the O'Biden administration, really Obama in charge, that's why it's O'Biden, is purposely, intentionally destroying the U.S. economy. Believe me now, is this a conspiracy theory anymore? Total destruction of the USA. Gas going to be $10 per gallon, no baby formula, groceries up 50%, home sales imploding, stocks crashing, borders open like no one has seen in world history, sending $40 billion more to Ukraine, which is the most corrupt nation in the world, putting us on the verge of World War III, and telling us more COVID coming this summer, so more mass vaccines and lockdowns. This is the end of America. Obama, Biden are accelerating the collapse before they face the worst midterm losses in history. They need to destroy us at warp speed. I've named it Biden Blitzkrieg. So I was at lunch today with two big fans of mine who actually took me to lunch. Bernie and Shane, two big fans of mine who took me to lunch. And thank you, Bernie and Shane. And I said to him, I've named it the Biden Blitzkrieg. And I said, did you know about the Nazi Blitzkrieg? And they both said, yeah, they took over, the Nazis took over Europe at the fastest pace in history. It took them days to take over each country. People were shocked at how fast it went. I said, yeah, but did you know how they achieved it? And they said, what do you mean? I said, the Nazi military fed their soldiers methamphetamine. Every one of the soldiers was on meth so they could perform superhuman crimes against humanity. They could go at 100 miles an hour, 24 hours a day with no sleep until their heart exploded or their brain exploded and they died. That's how they felt about their soldiers. They couldn't care less. They were just using them to take over countries at record speed. That's why they called it the Nazi Blitzkrieg. And today it's the Biden Blitzkrieg because no one has ever seen anyone destroy a country this quickly. And whether it's stupidity or whether it's a purposeful, intentional attempt to take down America, I believe without any question it's a purposeful, intentional attempt by the enemies of America who are backing this moron, this brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia, Biden, and propping him up with their hand up his you-know-what, like Weekend at Bernie's, except it's Weekend at Biden's. And I believe the enemies of America are taking down America purposely, intentionally, doing everything they can to destroy this country. And why? Because they all are getting rich with bribes from China. That's what's going on right now. And by the way, the number one way to destroy America, there are many ways they're destroying America. Inflation and gas prices and grocery prices and baby formula. And they're destroying the military, just killing the military. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the number one way to destroy America is with open borders. And so that's not just payoffs from China, although I'm sure China's happy, because A, anything that destroys America and makes China number one would make them happy. And two, China is the one that produces all the fentanyl that crosses the border and is killing so many Americans. So China's getting rich and they're happy about that. But the most important beneficiary of an open border is the Mexican drug cartel. And I have argued for well over a year and a half now since Biden became president. I've actually argued for several years, you know, while Trump was president, that the Democrat Party refused to build the wall. It's the weirdest reaction in world history. While they were giving hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries to build their walls, Middle Eastern countries to build their walls, Turkey and Jordan, to keep out Islamic extremists and illegal immigrants away from their countries, Muslim migrants. But they refused to let Trump build our wall. And I argued many, many times on this show that that is because there are massive bribes being paid in offshore accounts to the Democrat Party and their top leaders by the Mexican drug cartel. I believe the Democrat Party's in bed with the Mexican drug cartel. There is no other conclusion a sane person could draw. None. Because what's happening right now is so beyond belief, the only way to explain it would be that they're giving away the world to the Mexican drug cartel because they're getting paid by the Mexican drug cartel. That is the only way to explain what's happening in the United States right now. And this would explain what's happening, too, because do you know who hates Biden and the Democrats the most now? Hispanics. Legal Hispanics. Biden's Hispanic approval ratings plummeted to 26% in new poll. Biden's approval rating among Hispanics was at 55% last year. It's now down to 26%. It's down by almost 30 points. And this comes from a Quinnipiac University poll. And I'm the guy who says they're a liberal organization that always oversamples Democrats and makes them look much better than they should, which means Biden's popularity is probably in the teens. If they're claiming it's at 26%, it's in the teens. Biden is now less popular among Hispanics than any other demographic, including age and gender. And last year, Hispanic support for Biden was 55%. I have a new respect for the Hispanic people. They obviously have a brain. They're obviously smart. They're obviously common sense, middle class, working class people who understand what someone is destroying their lives. And by the way, young Americans and white men also have record low approvals for Biden. Young Americans, 27%. Hispanics, 26% approval. Young people, 27% approval. And white men, 29% approval. I'd like to know who the 29% of white men is that actually approves of Joe Biden. You must be suicide bombers. You must be suicidal. You must hate yourselves. You must be begging for someone to slap a bomb on your chest. You could blow yourself up. Because you must hate yourself. You gotta. If you're a white male and you support the Biden administration, you have such hatred for yourself, it's unbelievable. Hatred for your race. The president's highest approval ratings are among Americans older than 65 and black Americans. He's at 63% approval with blacks, 45% with older Americans. Black Americans are the only demographic in America in which Biden has a positive approval rating. Wow. So the Hispanics have all figured you out, Biden, and blacks haven't done it yet, but it's coming. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne LaRouche, the Michael Jordan of Conservative Talk is with you. I say that because that is the introduction music for the Chicago Bulls when they were winning their many NBA championships. What, they went six championships, I believe. And that was the song they played when they introduced him on the court. And so I'm the short Jewish Michael Jordan here with you. Democrats push requirement that would-be gun buyers have to get a license from the Department of Justice. Now, first of all, you realize the DOJ is run by Merrick Garland, that human piece of garbage, human piece of diarrhea, that's what he is, that wants to put parents in prison for protesting and complaining at PTA meetings about critical race theory and transgender indoctrination. That piece of garbage who wanted to be on the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, that biased, America-hating, white person-hating, Republican-hating, patriot-hating person would be in charge of who gets a gun or not. And you don't think I'm right with all my comparisons to this being like Nazi Germany. Everything about the vaccines, the experimental force vaccines, was Nazi Germany. Everything about the propaganda in the media was Nazi Germany. Everything about the cover-up of the deaths is Nazi Germany. And everything, and I mean everything about keeping people out of restaurants because they're inferior, is Nazi Germany. Everything about, see your passport. The Gestapo must see your passport now. That's Nazi Germany. When they put passports in New York and L.A., in order to walk in a restaurant, that's Nazi Germany. And, of course, Nazi Germany, how did they kill the Jews? First thing they did was ban gun ownership by Jews. Jews couldn't own guns, and the next thing you know, Holocaust. And Jews being transported via cattle cars to concentration camps to be gassed. Democrats don't want anyone to own a gun, so government can do whatever it wants and murder who it wants and suppress who it wants and ban who it wants, censor who it wants, bankrupt who it wants, seize the assets of who it wants, and never fight back. That's what they want. What did the Founding Fathers warn? Every one of them said the same thing. Guns and the Second Amendment have one purpose. It's not to fight foreign invaders, although, of course, that could be the purpose. It's not to fight criminals. Of course, that could be the purpose. The main number one purpose is to protect you from your own government. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. All of you know how I feel about Energized Health. I love them. I look great. I look better than 15 years ago. Everybody said it. I went to lunch today with Bernie and Shane, and they said it. Man, you look good. You look strong. You look like you're pumping iron. You know, I've got the look of Popeye. All because of Energized Health. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body, dangerous inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, all that in 88 days now, 18 months later, going on 19 months later. I look and feel the best of my life. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches, EnergizedHealth.com. Their coaches are real people. There's zero pressure. They'll share what it is they do and see if it makes sense for you. You'll learn about intracellular hydration, which is the game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the 40% off war discount. Your life will never be the same. War, 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. So one of my favorites, who a lot of conservatives don't like, but I think they're being unfair, because if you look back to everything Donald Trump ever said and did and who he contributed to, Trump was basically a New York Democrat for most of his life. A conservative one, but nonetheless, a New York Democrat. You can't take everything he ever said. He evolved and became a big conservative. Oz has been on this show, Dr. Oz, many times. You all know I'm personal friends with him. I like him. We text each other. We saw each other at Mar-a-Lago and got to know each other. And I love Oz, and I think he's great, and I believe he has evolved just like Trump did, and he is now an America First conservative. He's leading in the Pennsylvania primary, but he's only leading by about 1,700 votes out of more than 1.3 million votes counted, and no one knows how it's going to wind up because there's 20,000-plus mail-in ballots still to go, and it just feels like and looks like and smells like another setup for a Trump-proved candidate in Pennsylvania where they're looking to steal and rig the election against them. All kinds of votes have not been counted yet, including those mail-in ballots, and some votes on Election Day. How's that possible? How's it possible that foreign countries can all elect somebody on election night, but in America it takes a week after the election to count the votes? Gee, we're really doing it right, aren't we? The good news is he is in the lead. Dr. Oz is in the lead. I've texted him and asked him where it stands. I didn't hear back from him in the last hour, but hopefully if I do, I'll let you know. The GOP primary turnout suggests a red wave in the November midterms. Primary voters showed up in droves. Republicans made up a larger percentage of the turnout in all the major states, far more than Democrats. 60.9% of the turnout when all 10 states that have held primaries so far this year are included. 60.9% of the turnout is Republicans. That's good news. We're about to give $40 billion more to Ukraine while America's falling apart. That's the bad news. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to be paid that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
with the Pistons theme song when they were the Bad Boys. And Chris O'Sullivan, my board op, says, you could be, you know, Dumars. And I said, no, I could be Bill Laimbeer, and they'd call me Root Beer. There you go. Root Beer. Now announcing on the court, Wayne Root Beer. The root is on fire here on Wayne on the Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I am a former New Yorker through and through, 27 years in New York from the day I was born in Mount Vernon Hospital, Mount Vernon, New York. So, you know, I will always have New York in me. And I will always sound like a New Yorker, like Trump, even though neither one of us lives in New York anymore. He raced away to Florida, and I ran for my life to Los Angeles, and then eventually to Las Vegas, and I've been here 20 years. But we've got a Republican candidate for governor of New York, Rob Astorino, with us. He lost to Andrew Cuomo in 2014. He won the GOP nomination in 2014 and lost in a very close race to Andrew Cuomo. He's the former Westchester County executive, and I was born and raised in Mount Vernon and New Rochelle. So I come from Westchester County. He's a longtime TV and radio executive. His website is robastorino.com, robastorino.com, and his primary is 38 days away. Rob Astorino, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, Wayne, you and I were both born in Mount Vernon Hospital.
Ah, there we go. There we go. How do you like that?
Yeah,
I don't meet too many people born in Mount Vernon or Mount Vernon Hospital. So did you grow up in Mount Vernon?
You know, just for a little while, and then we moved around Westchester. And so, yeah, I'm a born and bred Westchesterite, if you will, total New Yorker. And if I had to be one of the Pistons, I would have been, I guess, the worm, Dennis Rodman, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to elbow out the guys in the primary.
Well, listen, I was like Bill Laimbeer. Speaking of elbowing and technicals, Bill Laimbeer was famous for that as well. So the two of us are in the same mold, the exact same mold. And Trump is from that same mold as well. Are you the most Trump-like candidate in the GOP primary for governor of New York?
You know, I think there's, I mean, I'm definitely a huge Trump supporter, no question. I've known Donald Trump for forever. You know, he, speaking of Westchester, he has a big estate in Westchester County. He's got a golf course in Westchester County, Trump National.
Yes, he does. Yes.
So I've known Donald Trump for a long time, big supporter of his. And I think, you know, in all fairness, there's three of the four of us are Trump fans and supporters. One guy in this primary didn't vote for Trump. So I think he's completely unqualified.
There you go.
Other than that, yeah.
How do you stack up against Giuliani's son, Andrew Giuliani, who was a guest on this show about 6 weeks ago because I just got married. I had my honeymoon with my new wife, Cindy, at Mar-a-Lago. And at Mar-a-Lago, not only was I having dinner each night right next to President Trump, but I also ran into Rudy Giuliani and his son, Andrew, and he asked if Andrew could come on the show and talk about his campaign. So I had his son on the show, and Giuliani Jr. was on the show. And now I've got you on the show. So how does your campaign stack up against Andrew Giuliani?
You know, it's funny. Andrew and I just talked today. We're friends, and I obviously respect his dad immensely. He did a great job as mayor. And Andrew and I are, you know, pretty similar in what we're doing. We're going up against the establishment, you know, the party chairs and the, some of the, you know, the party people made their pick on a congressman, Lee Zeldin, a long time ago. And it's proving that they made the wrong pick. You know, Zeldin actually said a few years ago that Andrew Cuomo should be president of the United States. And when he was a state senator, he actually voted for every budget by Cuomo and was a reliable vote for him. So, yeah, that's to the establishment in New York, and they haven't been good at picking people. So Andrew and I have, you know, similar views, like screw them, we're going after them, and, you know, we're going to turn over some tables. Albany needs to be completely, completely thrown out. And, you know, look, I have the experience. I think that's the biggest difference between Andrew and I. I got elected in Westchester County, which, by the way, Wayne, when we were growing up, it was very Republican. It's not now. Obviously.
Very different,
it's very
Democratic. Very different, yeah.
But I was still, as a rock rib Republican and conservative, still able to get elected there by big numbers. And, you know, if I could do it in a 3-1 county like Westchester, Democratic County, I can do it statewide. And I've got the scars to prove it, and I don't back down against the fights. And that's what people respected, even though they may not have agreed with me all the time, but we never raised taxes. We cut them. held firm on the budget at $1.8 billion for all 8 years. That's completely unheard of in government. But that's the fiscal discipline we need, as well as fighting back on the craziness and the lunacy that has taken over the Democratic Party now with, you know, in New York, no cash bail, and with crime is just completely rampant everywhere. And, it's impossible to live here with the quality of life and the cost of living and the inflation now and taxes. So, you know, if they're not moving to Florida or the Carolinas, they're going to Nevada and Texas. But this is a place worth fighting for, and that's why I'm in it.
We get a lot of New Yorkers in Vegas. A lot of New Yorkers are retiring to Las Vegas, where I live, Summerlin and Summerlin Sun City, and on the Henderson side is Anthem Sun City. You'll be shocked to hear this. This will be a funny name from the past. I'm sure you remember it. In 1983, I graduated college, Columbia University, and I was the Republican candidate for Westchester County Legislature in a district that was all black and Jewish Democrat. Audrey Hochberg, do you remember her name? She was the county legislator, and I ran against her. I was 21 years old, fresh out of college. Nobody else wanted it. There'd been no one to run against her, and I think two straight elections. And the one before that, I think she won like 28,000 to 500 votes. And so they had me go up as a sacrificial lamb to see what I could do, and I almost beat her. And it was the closest race of her entire career was that year against me. I almost gave her a heart attack. She told me that because I went door-to-door to every house, and I drove her crazy. Absolutely drove her crazy. And I was a Jewish Republican, so that was kind of different, too. So I actually did well in the black districts and the black housing projects, and I got more votes than any Republican ever. So I just wanted to let you know my New York background. That was 39 years ago when I was 21 years old. I'm now 60 years old. So a lifetime ago.
That is so cool.
Lifetime ago. New Yorkers will face. Biggest issues, Rob Astorino, facing New Yorkers. I got to think, I mean, economy and pocketbook's always number one, but certainly crime has got to be right up there with anything right now in New York, right?
No, it certainly is, Wayne. Honestly, I mean, crime is like overtaking the conversation here. As miserable as the taxes and inflation are, I mean, we're at over $5 a gallon gas now, right? And you go to the store and you get shocked when you go to the register. So all that matters, and it just adds to the almost impossibility of living in a state like New York. And then you throw in the crazies, but the crime itself, like the no cash bail law, releasing the prisoners, 20 cop killers have been released from the Governor Hochul parole board in the last 2 years. DAs that aren't prosecuting crime, you know, defund and defame the police. All this nonsense really is making it impossible for people to go back into New York City. They don't want to. Businesses are suffering because they're not going back into the offices, especially after COVID and the crazy rules that we have in New York. Mayor Adams, by the way, and Governor Hochul are still making toddlers mask in school. I mean, just think about that.
Crazy.
It is so idiotic. Yeah, it's just crazy stuff.
Well, and they're going back to mass. In New York City, going back to mass. That is beyond my comprehension. We're so done with all that, Rob. We're done. In the rest of America, in Las Vegas, nobody wears a mask. Nobody.
No, I know it. Totally. And you know, it was like in the wintertime, people would escape New York to go to the free country of Florida. And now when you came home, it was like going back to Eastern Germany, you know, East Germany or someplace where you didn't want to have to go across the wall. This is so insane right now. And, you know, Governor Hochul extended her emergency powers because of COVID. She did it again until June 14th. It is, I mean, it's irrational, but this is the power grab and what they use. Now they'll try to use it probably to affect the elections, right? We'll have to suspend things and go to all paper ballots for everybody. Meanwhile, there's like no hospitalizations, no deaths. People are getting COVID and they're blowing the nose and then they're walking back outside again. It's ridiculous.
What about education? That's got to be a big topic. I assume in New York, everybody's being taught transgender ideology and brainwashed into believing they should change their penis into a vagina at the age of 4. And critical race theory, you know, all white people are evil and America's the worst country in world history. And all we do is subjugate people into slavery. I'm sure that's what they're being taught in New York schools, right?
Of course. And today, Kathy Hochul tweeted that white supremacy is the number one issue in society now. It's manifested everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So they take the tragedy and the massacre in Buffalo, and like they always do, try to pin it on Republicans and get political points out of it. She's going to try to, you know, by executive order, make gun laws, take away guns from legal, you know, Second Amendment people in this state. Look, we're at a dangerous point, Wayne. We really are. We're at a dangerous point in this country where we better fight back. I really say, and I believe this, this November is going to be the revenge of the normal people in this country and in New York State. Where we're just going to fight back and say, enough of this. Enough.
I agree. The abnormal people are trying to convince us that we are not normal, when in fact, we are normal, patriot, true blue, American-loving people, and we've got families and husbands and wives and children, and we raise them normal. Everything about our lives, we make money, we pay all the taxes, but we're the abnormal ones, according to the abnormal ones. It's gotten very absurd. Rob Astorino, Republican candidate for governor of New York, 38 days away is his primary. His website, robastorino.com, a great guy. And by the way, a great friend of one of my childhood best friends, A.J. Rotundi, who set up this interview. A.J. and I, best friends, A.J. and Rob, great friends. Rob, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Show. God bless you, buddy.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne L. Root, the root's on fire. I did hear back from Dr. Oz. Remember I told you I just texted Dr. Oz and asked what's happening. Is there any update for me and my audience? My listeners would like to know. And Dr. Oz answered back and said, we are optimistic and McCormick's runway is very short. And he's running out of time and runway. So Dr. Oz is confident he's going to win this thing. I hope he's right. I think he'd make a much better general election candidate. I think he would destroy Fetterman in the general. Fetterman's the guy who had the super ultra liberal, by the way, and he had the stroke after being triple vaccinated. Had a stroke. He's in the hospital getting a pacemaker. And I think Dr. Oz would be a great candidate up against him. I see an article that just came out in the media about Michelle Fiore, who is the candidate for a treasurer of Nevada. And it says who her supporters are. And it says she is supported by far-right talk show host Wayne Allyn Root and Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And I just think it's so funny that they identify me as far-right talk show host. I am on the same side of every single issue as the majority of the American public. On every issue, issue after issue after issue, name it, and I am on the exact same side as the majority of American people, which is the silent majority. But the scumbag, communist, traitor media has to try and call me either conspiracy theorist, I'm shocked that wasn't thrown in, or far-right talk shows. When they mention Rachel Maddow, do they call her far-left talk show host? Do they say communist talk show host? Do they say conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow? Because every night in the history of her show, all she ever did was give out conspiracy theories, and every one of them was proven wrong. Almost all of mine have been proven correct. They're not conspiracy theories. They're gut instincts, and they're always right. 99 of 100 times in 7 years on the radio, I've been right. And they're not conspiracy theorists. They are exactly what's happening to America. But by the way, the one that I'd be happy about, if you tell me I'm wrong, is when I say this is a purposeful, intentional destruction of the United States of America by Joe Biden and the people behind him, which I believe is Obama and Soros and the Chinese Communist Party and Klaus Schwab. And, of course, liberals would call that a conspiracy theory.
But the reality is, I would say the average American and the majority of Americans agrees with me. This is an intentional destruction of America. And the majority of Americans would agree with me that Biden is not the president and the powers behind him are running the country. And I'm sure a majority would agree Obama is one of those powers. Again, I'll bet you I'm the majority on all of that. It's not conspiracy theory. It's what everyone is thinking. That's what my talent in life is, whatever people are thinking, I'm the guy who figures it out, deciphers it, and gets to explain it on the radio. The average person believes certain things, and I am the guy who talks about it on the radio. I'm the Paul Revere who says the communists are coming, the communists are coming, and explains to the average person all the things that they themselves are going, yeah, someone's finally speaking for me, that's Wayne. Well, that makes me a far-right talk show host and a conspiracy theorist. Of course it does. When you're always right, you're a conspiracy theorist. When you're on the right, and you're always right. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401 retirement account? Boy, I'd advise everyone to do that. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Forget about the fact that I believe the economy is about to implode. Forget about the fact U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. Forget about the fact we're about to lose the world reserve currency status of the dollar. Forget about the fact that the stock market's plummeting. Just because of inflation, you've got to own gold and silver. You have to. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver for all of those reasons. The company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today, right now, and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. So I see that Disney has learned absolutely nothing, zero. While I'm sure their profits are down. I'm sure that their theme parks are basically dramatically emptier than they used to be. Disney launches an LGBT. I can't even say it because it's too many letters. LGBTQ clothing line, easy for me to say, for children. And they're donating profits to LGBTQ groups. And all that's fine. I've never been against gay people in my life. But that's not the average customer of Disney. The average customer is a middle-class, working-class person. And they're straight, and they're married, and they have children. Why does Disney not care? Why do corporations in America only care about people who have nothing to do with their customers, don't shop at their stores, don't buy much of their merchandise? Their merchandise at Disney is all bought by middle America who voted for Donald Trump. Middle America, and middle America is straight. That's not that says anything bad with being gay, but you can't be obsessed with gay people when your customers are straight people and middle class people and the silent majority and Trump voters, and they don't want their children being brainwashed or indoctrinated with transgender philosophy to change their sex in kindergarten. And Disney still doesn't get who their meat and potatoes are. Meat and potatoes is the Donald Trump, Wayne Root crowd, the Ted Cruz crowd. You got the wrong crowd.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.